You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 996, hour number one. My name's Max. Happy to have you with me. We will start this hour with music by Ted Hearn and Nick Didkovsky and the Jeff Kaiser Octet. We start with Ted Hearn, who is now on the composition faculty of the University of Southern California, Thornton School of Music, and he made a big splash with his Katrina ballads about 10 years ago, starting with a political commentary about Hurricane the Katrina and its aftermath, and political commentary on an oratorio called The Source about Chelsea Manning. And he's been prolific in his career. He's only in his late 30s now, and his latest release on New Focus Recordings is Hazy Heart Pump. And the piece that we'll hear is called The Answer to the Question That Wings Ask. And this has a text and a voice by the hip-hop artist Saul Williams. He's a poet as well as a hip-hop artist, but a distinguished poet in his own right. This is performed with string quartet by the Mivros Quartet. We will follow Ted Hearn with Nick Didkovsky, formerly of Dr. Nerve and Gamelon Son of Lion and other outfits. We'll hear from about 10 years ago from his CD, The Mouth Bow String, which was released on Pogus Productions. And we'll hear a piece he calls She Closes Her Sister with Heavy Bones. And this is for electric guitar and string quartet, the Sirius String Quartet performing. And we end with Jeff Kaiser Aquadictet, and selections from the Alchemical Mass. We'll hear Collecta Gloria and Epistola and Graduale. And this is released on the P.F. Mentum label, 2004, Avant-Garde Jazz, the Jeff Kaiser Aquadictet, and the Ojai Camerata performing at the First United Methodist Church, Ventura, California, April 23rd, 2003. We start here with Ted Hearn. This is The Answer to the Question That Wings Ask, featuring Saul Williams.
Is it a quest for celebrity? Validation? A desire to be seen as one who counts? To be among the counted? A limited number of seats, given to some, denied to others. The latest American religion, taking off where Scientology left off. The great mind control, the belief you can become. The belief that you can know. Is it a matter of cultivating envy? Making others wish they could have what you have? Live the life you live? The god of those who beat the odds? Cultivating talent? Investing 10,000 hours? Cultivating ideas or exploiting them? Thinking of what others have not thought of? Making communication easier. Exploiting the unknown. Fulfilling people's unwanted desires. making them feel they can't live without something they have always lived without. Is it self-actualization or self-image actualization? Is it the desire to see one's name in print or in lights? Do the successful escape the everyday travails of worry, disappointment, debt, and doubt? Do heroes, mothers, martyrs? Is it about self-sacrifice or having to sacrifice nothing? Is it about changing the times in which we live? Exercising compassion through entrepreneurial individualism? Striking gold? Being of service? The golden rule? Divine intentions? Raising families that share those intentions? Is it more about ambitions than intentions? Setting a goal, having a drive, libido, are reacting out of sexual fantasy, to control, to dominate, to be controlled, to be dominated. Is it about philosophy? Described and prescribed patterns of thought? Delineating a structure, a framework. Are we talking to ourselves? Are we addicted? Cultivating addiction? Should we replace weed with tobacco or tobacco with weed? Water with wine or wine with water? Sugar with honey or agave? Meat with tofu? Ridding ourselves of toxins, is that it? Ridding ourselves of the unwanted, the undesirable, the unhealthy? Are your thoughts simply an echo of how you feel? Are your feelings as good as thoughts? Can you distinguish between the two? What is the purpose? Money? Does that solve the problem? What is the problem? What is the question? Will how I ask the question determine the answer? What time is it? Who set the clock? Who coded decoded time? Are there differences in ways of keeping it? What is the standard? What is the guiding principle? Get rid of fear? Every individual knows what it feels like. Everyone is wrapped in their own emotions, beliefs, timelines, and connections. You can make as much sense of it as you wish and retreat into your shell of beliefs and disbeliefs. Will you observe, take action, build, contribute, sit back, doubt, grow fat, through comfort or through worry? What if nothing you are convinced of is actually the case? What if it works the way it does in your presence because it's what you expect of it? What if the truth is not enough? What if it's not enough to be sincere in your actions and deeds? You must also learn to listen and not to blame, to see your own faults and not list those of others. What if the other is a lie? If nothing is original, unique, or without purpose? What if it means that you must sometimes sit in silence and not defend yourself? What if you are not alone? and alone. Unable to see the reason or understand, your understanding in all of its glory manages to still get in the way. What if your mind works against you? What if it is simply not your time and the stars are right where they belong for it all to make sense and you choose not to believe it? What if you're too tired to write or think and the music is too loud to concentrate or fall asleep? What if when you turn off the music, your mind starts to orchestrate the silence in every creak of wood, the wind through trees, the call of birds, your heartbeat is enough to dance. Dance.
That's excerpts from a free jazz mass, the Jeff Kaiser Octettet. We heard selections from the Alchemical Mass, Collecta and Gloria, and Epistola and Graduelle. And that comes from a CD shared by the Jeff Kaiser Octettet and the Kaiser Diaz Infante Sextet, released on PF Mentum in 2004. And that featured the Ojai Camerata, music performed at the United Methodist Church, Ventura, California, April 26, 2003. Before the Jeff Kaiser Octettet, we heard Nick Ditkovsky, She Closes Her Sister with Heavy Bones. And that comes from the Mouth Bowstring CD released on Pogus Productions in 2009. Music for electric guitar and string quartet. Nick Ditkovsky on guitar and the Sirius String Quartet. A Sirius String Quartet recorded at the Studio A at the Steinhardt School of New York University, which is where Nick Ditkovsky used to teach, as well as performing his own music and performing in the groups Gamelon, Son of Lion, and Dr. Nerve, the famous Dr. Nerve jazz rock combo. And we started with Ted Hearn, the answer to the questions that wings ask. From the Hazy Heart Pump CD, or download, released on New Focus Recordings, music for spoken voice and string quartet, voice by and text by the poet and hip-hop artist Saul Williams, and performed by the Mivros Quartet, and that was from 2016. Ted Hearn from his new release, Hazy Heart Pump, on New Focus Recordings. We'll hear music next for harp, for harp and digital processing, starting off with Robert Carl, Plectra. We'll hear, actually it's called Splectra, and it's in two parts. We'll hear Splectra Part 1, one of the new releases from Cold Blue Music, CD single. And this is a vibraphone by, I misread that. That's harp by Allison Bjorkdal, recorded at Architecture Studios, July 2019. And that was composed the same year. Following this, Alexander Cherepnin and Four Diatonic Caprices. That's Animato, Allegro, Lento, and Allegro. And that was released on a 2014 New World Records CD, Postcard from Heaven. And features music for harp by John Cage, Gloria Coates, Alexander Cherepnin, and James Tenney. Harp performed here on this piece by Susan Allen, recorded at the California Institute of the Arts, September 26, 2014. A 1973 composition from Alexander Cherepnin for Diatonic Caprices. And then we end with the aforementioned James Tenney, who did compose a whole bunch of music for harp. We'll hear from James Tenney's release, Changes, 64 Studies for Six Harps. And again, Allison Bjorkdal reappears as one of the harpists. They're all listed on the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blog. Again, that is martiangardens.blog. And that also features download information for a bunch of the pieces, as well as where to find the hard copies of different CDs and other information on Martian Gardens. Anyway, this was also recorded at Cal Arts, November 24th through 26th, 2017, a 1985 composition by James Tenney. We'll hear studies 11 and 12. First, we start with the longest of the pieces, Robert Carl, Spectra, Part 1, from Cold Blue Music, new release, harp by Alison Björkdahl with digital processing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Selections from James Tenney's 64 Studies for Six Harps, a 1985 composition that was released on New World Records in 2018. Changes 64 Studies for Six Harps, and one of the harpists was Allison Bjørkdal from CalArts, who performed on Robert Carl's piece as well. More about that in a moment. That was James Tenney was recorded at the California Institute of the Arts, November 24th, 2017, and that's a New World Records release. From Robert Carl, we heard Splectra Part 1 from the new CD single called Splectra on Cold Blue Music, and that featured once again Allison Bjørkdal on harp, and that featured digital processing as well. That's from recorded at the Architecture Studios, July 2019. After Robert Carl from the Hart School of Music in Hartford, Robert Carl. After Robert Carl, we heard Alexander Cherepnin, and that was Four Diatonic Caprices, Animato, Allegretto, Lento, and Allegro from the CD Postcard from Heaven. Harp music released on New World Records in 2014. Harpist Susan Allen, once again recorded at the California Institute of the Arts. We will wind down this hour with selections from Steve Reich and Sextet. This is a 1984 composition performed by the Ecozone Ensemble here for two pianos or synthesizers, two vibraphones, three marimbas and crotals, and two bass drums and tam-tam. We'll hear two selections out of sequence. We'll hear movement 5, which is fast, and movement 3, which is slow. This was released on the Mode Records label once again back in, all the way back in 2018. Steve Reich, double six sextet, movements 5 and 3 on sextet and double sextet, released on Mode Records, performed by Ecozone, and this was recorded at the Odense Concert Hall in Odense, Denmark, October 20th, 2014. You're listening to Martian Gardens. Here's Steve Reich.